Well, today, if you're in the equity markets, you're going to have a killing. You're going to do fantastic. Why? There's nothing but good news today, folks. Look what we have. We had the port strikes. Well, it's over. It's over for now. It's basically the can's been kicked till about January. There's possibly a ceasefire over with Israel and Iran. So what a difference 24 hours makes. Now, let's get to the jobs report and see if that can add on to all this euphoria we have going on. So we're going to take it over to Rick Santelli for this morning's breaking news on the employment numbers. So take it away, Rick.
And as we come hitting the wires on the September jobs report, the over wins 254,000, significantly better than 150 expected, and an upward revision to last month from 142,000 to 159,000, which means the two-month revision now is a little over 70,000. If we look at the unemployment rate, it is at 4.1. It moved lower. I can hear yields moving higher as we speak. And 4.1, of course, equals where we were in June. You have to go to May to get a lower number at 4%.
So why did he say that? Why did he say, well, the jobs report just came in and it's good and I'm hearing yields go up? Well, this basically just takes out, you know, halts the Federal Reserve's cutting of 50 basis points. They're still on this trajectory of they're going to cut. Okay, so we were just waiting to see, are they going to cut 25? Are they going to cut 50? What are they going to cut? So latter part of this video, we're going to see go over to the CME FedWatch tool to see how much all that's reacted to this report. So let's get back to Rick Santelli. But pay attention to what the Dow Jones is doing and the bond yields and everything else as he talks. Because as he talks, all these numbers are live. So pretty cool.
Average hourly earnings month over month, better than expected, up 0.4%, which equals where we have been in May. You have to go back to the beginning of the year, January, when we were up 0.5%. Now, if you look at average hourly earnings on a year-over-year basis, this number also much better than expected, 4%. That equals where we were in May. You have to go to March to find a higher number at 4.1.
Why that's good news is we have inflation now. You might be, you know, saying it's not at 2.5 or 2. Whatever, but if you have inflation at, let's say, 2.2, 2.3, 2.5, even 2, and you have wage growth at 4, that means you're earning more. You're outpacing the inflation. What's going on with inflation? I know you probably don't feel that way, but that's what these numbers are representing, and that's why you're seeing a lot of movements in the market right now.
The work week, 34.2, which makes it actually a tenth less than expected and a tenth less than the rearview mirror. To find a lower work week, you have to go back a long way. You're going to have to go all the way back to 34.3, which is going to be in February of this year. And finally, the utilization, the labor force participation rate, 62.7. It's been holding there. Not a bad number. 62.7 is actually the best number of the year that we've seen on multiple occasions. You have to go to November last year to find a higher number at 62.8. And finally, the underemployment rate. The actual unemployment rate of 4.1 is called U3. U6 is the underemployment rate, and that has been moving higher. It was at 7.9 our last look, which was the highest since October of 21, and it came down 0.2 to 7.7, which would equate it to the lowest level since June of this year. So yields have shot up. We're at now 394, 395 in a 10-year. We see 385 in a 2-year. These are big, smart reversals. Today now marks the third consecutive session that Treasury yields have climbed over the previous day's high yield, or if you want to look at it in terms of low prices, which means we're building momentum to higher yields. And that's important considering we settled the 10-year last week, get this, at 375. So we've seen some significant moves. And on the short end, we settled a 2-year last week at 356. So it's up 30 basis points from last week. And of course, the Fed last move was a 50 basis point ease. The market seems to be going the other way.
So that's the report right now. Here, let me get out of this so this doesn't start to play. Okay, so that's what we saw. So now you couple that employment numbers, they were really good. Okay, so now the port strikes ending. That's fantastic news for the economy. Then you have Iran and that situation. They might have a ceasefire. So what a fantastic day. Now, the bad news is MBSs, when it comes to mortgage bonds, they're getting clobbered. They're down 25 basis points. So what does that mean? Well, that means rates are probably going to go up about an eighth. So we're probably going to be at 6.3, you know, 6.3 something later this afternoon. So this is a perfect lesson to you. Don't wait on what the Fed's going to do. You have to follow what I'm advising you guys. I said, you know, when the Fed cuts, doesn't mean rates are going to go down. And a lot of people said, I'm going to wait till the Fed's rate cut in September 18th before I put a contract in or before I do anything. And hopefully you learn your lesson there. So heed my words on this stuff and just watch me on a daily basis. I'll put you in the right direction. I had a lot of people saying, Dan, your thumbnails lately look like crashers. Guys, when the market's bad, I'm going to tell you the market's bad. You know, yesterday we had nothing but bad news. And that's, you know, I look at the economy now is, you know, what are the equities doing? What are bonds doing? What's real estate doing? I'm trying to help advise you on all these things. You know, I'm not an expert on any one of these, but I can help at least help you understand the markets in general. So that's what we have right through there. Now let's get to the economic calendar so we can just break these down for you so you can at least see them on the screen and understand them a little bit better. So this is what Rick Santelli was just going through. So we have average hourly earnings. Last reading was 3.9. It went to 4.2. So that's good. That means people are earning more money. Non-farm payrolls. Now this is the number that's just, I don't know how they miss these things so bad. They expected, or the last reading was 159. They expected 147. And it came in over 100,000 and more than that. So 254. It's great. Participation rate staying steady at 62.7. Private payrolls went from 114 to 223. Look at this. It's 100,000 over what they expected. The U6, like Rick Santelli was telling us, it dropped two basis points down to 7.7, and the unemployment rate moved down, yes, down from 4.2 to 4.1. So that's what we're seeing right there on the markets. We have the MBS market, like I said, taking it on the chin right now, down 26. So here's the shock and all now. Now they're saying, well, they're pretty confident that the Federal Reserve, they took 50 basis points off the table. So now it's a 25 basis point cut here, and it looks like 25 basis point pattern all the way through next year. So that's what the markets are expecting right through there. Let's get over to this. This is our portfolio. So now we're going to go over our portfolio that we created a couple weeks ago. Remember last week I added the China trade, which is right through here, the GXC. This is basically China's spider fund. So here's what we have in our portfolio, folks. So if you have comments down below, you want to start researching this. Every Friday, we're going to go through our portfolio and see how it's doing. And I'm going to explain to you what they are, why I invested them in them, and why you should do your research on most of these. One in here is Bitcoin. If you need your money and you don't want speculation, don't do anything with Bitcoin. I'm going to tell you that right now. I think it's a good, great long-term investment for every portfolio, but it's for that extra money that you could. Hey, I'll say it this way: if you lose some of it, it won't be detrimental to your life. So let's get through this. We have the GXC. This again is basically the Chinese spider, and here's what it's doing. And it's up 2.83%. Look at what this is doing. Hold on, let me see if I can get you a chart for year to date. So far, year to date, it is up 33%. But look at the move right here. Here's where China put in their stimulus. It's $140 billion stimulus package. And right there and then we said, it's probably going to be good for Chinese stocks. So we invested in the Chinese, basically the spider fund, the top companies in China. And look at this return over the last, let's just go to the last, 5 days? It's up, what do we see here? 11% over the last 5 days. So that's that part of the equation on the Chinese piece of this. Okay, so let's go through the rest of it. XLF, this is a basket of financial stocks. Okay, so if you open up the XLF, so if you could just take a Google search XLF, what you're going to get is the financial sector spider. Okay, and if you want to see what's in this stock, so you can buy this one share of this, and what are you getting? You're actually getting all these companies right through here. So you're getting Berkshire Hathaway, JP Morgan, Visa, MasterCard, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. You're getting a piece of all of this information. Okay, let's go back to our portfolio. So that is the XLF. The next one we want to go through is right through here. This is Berkshire Hathaway. So you don't really have to invest in Berkshire Hathaway. If you buy into the XLF, you're actually buying into a piece of Berkshire Hathaway stock. If you ever heard of Warren Buffett, this is actually his company, and you can buy shares of his company, and he's a conglomerate, meaning he buys positions in like all these companies, especially like the S&P 500. So he'll buy up positions in Coca-Cola and a whole bunch of other companies, very similar to the XLF, but his isn't just financial stocks. It's stocks all over the map. So that's what we're seeing there. This BITX, this is Bitcoin basically on steroids. This is 2X Bitcoin. So what it does is it amplifies Bitcoin's price, good or bad, by two. So if it's going up, you're going to get double returns here. If it's going down, you're going to lose double returns. And then the Spider Fund, this is the U.S. top 500 companies. If you buy into the Spider Fund, that's what you're buying into there. So we can click that. Let's see what its holdings are in here. So you can go into this and you can click its holdings to see what kind of positions you'd have in here. So if you bought into this, you'd be buying shares of Apple, Microsoft, Nvidia, Amazon, Meta. So if you like, you know, these stocks and you're like, it's hard for me to buy, you know, Apple or Nvidia is killing it. So I'd like to get involved in Nvidia, but it's hard to do. Well, buy the Spider Fund, because you're buying all of these stocks actually in basically one share of this position. So if you're looking at this, you want the top 500 companies in the U.S., look at VOO, V-O-O. It's the S&P 500 stocks, but it's a cheaper version of the SPY. So that's what we're seeing right through there in the portfolio. So I'm just going to go over it briefly each week. Here's the returns that it's getting right through here. Since its inception, we had the China Spider Fund up 10%, XLF is up 1%, Berkshire Hathaway is just treading water at negative 0.39, Bitcoin is up 11%, and we have the Spider Fund up 4%. So this is where I've been putting my money lately, and if you're looking for investment advice, don't come to me, because I'm only going to give you educational tools. These are things I would look into. And don't do anything before you do your research. Make sure these are comfortable in your portfolio. And if they are, then you'd make the decision if you'd like to have them or not. So let's go over to my website. So people say, Dan, who are you? Are you a stock guy? Are you a mortgage advisor? Are you a loan officer? Are you a asset manager? I'm just a measly old loan officer out here trying to win your business, trying to show you or educate you guys on the equity markets as well as real estate. Our emphasis is on real estate because I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. So the good news is, if you like what you see, I can help you no matter where you're watching, because I'm licensed all over the country. Yes, in 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So we did create a new tool just recently. So if you scroll to the midsection of this website right here, I'll get my head out of the way for 1 second. If you bought your house and you want to figure out what is the best time to refinance, we're going to actually do a little bit better. We're actually letting you call the rate. So in the middle of our website, you're going to go down through here, and you can actually start in here, and you can put in your information and tell us exactly what rate you would like to refinance at. And what's going to happen is you're going to put in your details, and then the second that rate hits that point, we're going to be reaching out to you. We're going to call you, text you, email you, so we can go over the numbers, how much the savings would be, what the costs are going to be, for sure, and then see if it's a good deal for you or not. So that's our website. But if you're looking to buy that first house, here's what I ask you to do. The first thing, before you do anything, check the Grant Finder right here. Check and see if there's any free money available to you to help you with down payment or closing costs. There's national programs as well as programs throughout the Chicagoland area. So check those out. But if you want to get started, all you need to do is hit the Apply Now button, or you can scroll down to the bottom of the website, and right there is our 800 number. It's 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. And yes, that is me, and I will be returning your emails. So thanks so much for watching, folks. Hope you found some informative information on this. You might even found out, didn't really realize the port strike was over, or maybe there was a ceasefire in Gaza. That's why you need to watch me every morning. So thanks for watching. I'll see you back here at the closing bell. Have a great day. Bye-bye.